Aircheckdownloads.com.
You like. Brilliant stuff. That's Shanice there, and I love your smile. Thursday, May 28th, 1992. Good morning to you. Hope you're feeling A-OK and ready to go for a brand new day. We're heading off to Rotterdam later on to see Prince later in the Ahoy Stadium, is what they call the place. And it's a sold-out show, so you're lucky enough to get tickets. Going to give you a review on that tomorrow morning. And we've got some journalists travelling with us as well to give their critical appraisals of how good Mr. Prince is these days with the new power generation. Getting great reviews all over the place, so I'll give you details of that tomorrow, but we're heading off later on today. And also, what are we doing? Oh, yeah, before that, I have to actually go down and do the Texaco Children's Art Awards. And because of the postal dispute, there seems to be have been a few problems in getting your badges if you're somebody who has actually won one of those. Don't worry about that, because you are most welcome if you've already been notified that you're winning an award today. And please come along and check us out. We'll be down there and taking a look at all your gear. Another warm day ahead of us as well today, which is great news altogether. It's Thursday, May 28th. 5 years ago, a 19-year-old Matthias Rust tried to raise the spirits in Moscow when he landed his light aircraft in Red Square. It was all over the news. It didn't really work, though. Didn't raise the spirits at all. He was arrested on the spot. 1982, Diego Maradona was signed by Barcelona for a record at the time of £5 million. And the first ever Goon show was transmitted in 1951. They're still going strong. And in 1976, Fernando was listening out for the drums. Here's ABBA. On Vogue, on 2FM, and never going to get it. Mile lovin'. It's just after 19 minutes now past 7 o'clock. And look at the sport for you this Thursday morning. Four new caps in the Irish team to play New Zealand. The newcomers are Kerry Furlong McCarthy and Wanderers flanker Kelvin Leahy. The 20-strong soccer squad who arrived in Washington last night for the three-match tour of America are each receiving £3,000 apiece. Not bad. Big spending. Blackburn Rovers may be making an offer to John Aldridge, which could see the goal ace back in the Premier Division and playing for Kenny Dalglish again. Elsewhere, Jimmy Connors bowed out of the French Open at the hands of Michael Stich yesterday afternoon. The centre court paid homage with a standing ovation for one of the idols of tennis. One of the greats, Jimmy Connors. And speaking of greats, Muhammad Ali was in London yesterday. He visited Michael Watson in hospital. He brought a few smiles to the hospitalised boxer when he said, "You're almost as pretty as I am." Full sports, 7:45 with Des Cal. Another warm day today with sunny spells, scattered thundery showers as well, and highest temperatures between 18 and 23 Celsius. News headlines now. Here's Anthony Murnane.
Thanks, Ian, and good morning. Fierce fighting has continued through the night in the former Yugoslav Republic of Bosnia, mainly around the capital, Sarajevo. Headlines again at 20 to 8.
I never knew he was a thespian, did you?
I don't think that's all he is.
Due to the postal dispute.
Because you can't take time off from being a woman.
2FM 7:23 now. Here's K.D. Lang. Constant Craven. Getting ready for more impressions this morning. Huge interest yesterday afternoon up in the office area about the whole thing. A lot of phone calls coming in about it. Maybe it was you. Maybe your chance is coming up. We'll open the lines directly after this. K.D. Lang and Constant Craving. Beautiful stuff. It's 7:26 now on 2FM. On Thursday morning, and you are going to be sensible this year, aren't you? You're going to use protection this year when it comes to the sun. You know what the Irish Cancer Society say? They say fry now and pay later. That's why Nivea Sun Care have given us a whole range of goodies to give to all our callers this week on the Impressions competition. 2830-222 is the telephone number. Anybody who calls and gets through and gets on the air gets a sun pack from Nivea Sun Care. And also, you are in the running to win a JWT holiday for 1 week for two people. The value is £800. 1 week JWT holiday for two, £800. There's a runner-up prize as well, so even if you don't come first, you can come second and win a JWT travel voucher for £500. Not bad. All you have to do is let us know who you do. We've had all kinds of impressions. Joe Duffy was given to us yesterday. Mihola Marahertic has been done. We've had Michael O'Hare. We've had Peter O'Sullivan. A lot of sporting ones, actually. Anything else you've got out there, give us a call right now. It could be you. This is actually going to be the last day of it. We're going to announce the winner tomorrow morning at about 10 to 9, and we've got somebody very special coming in at that time to announce the winner, somebody who's been listening very closely all week to what's been going on, okay? So it's 2830-222. Give us your impression at that number and be in the running to win that great prize from Nivea Sun Care and JWT Holidays. Okay, first impressionist this morning, we've got John Keeley in Santry on line 3. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ian.
Are you well?
Not too bad.
Now, is this your own voice?
This is what I actually sound like.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. Right. So who are you going to do for us this morning?
Well, I have a few voices to do, but I'm only allowed to do one. So I'm going to do Sean Connery.
Which is your best one?
I suppose it won't be Sean Connery, but there's a few others that I have as well.
Okay, well, shall we see how we get on? You never know. We might let you slip in a few others as well.
Okay.
Okay, John, off you go then. This is Sean Connery. I'm just going to turn on our tape here so we have you completely taped. Yes, we've got our levels right, and off you go. John Keeley in Santry.
Good morning, Mr.
Dempsey. Good morning.
The name's Bond, James Bond, 007. License to Thrill, actually. And that's exactly what happened the last time I went in to see Miss Moneypenny. I said, show me your essentials, and she showed me her credentials.
Very good, excellent stuff. That's very close, actually. A lot of people do Sean Connery. That is good, though. Well, who else do you do?
The name is Bond, James Bond. The older one, in fact. Mr. Moore.
The least successful one.
Exactly, thank you.
And anybody else?
The name is James Mason. Unfortunately, this actor's now long since passed away.
But you're still here to tell the tale.
Exactly.
Very good, John. Excellent. You must sit around watching videos all day, do you?
No, I actually work with a few comedians. And could I play a request?
Sure, yes.
I'd like to mention Dick Bourne and the boys and some more for Prince.
Yeah.
And, of course, the girls down at Last Nevin.
All right. No problems. Very good, John. Excellent stuff. Thanks very much for your call.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. John Keeley there in Santry with a bit of all the James Bonds and a bit of James Mason in there as well, just for good measure. Time now, 7:34 on 2FM. Another chance coming up for you to do likewise and win that £800 holiday 1 week for two. It's a JWT holiday. Comes to you. Compliments of the 2FM Breakfast Show and Nivea Sun Care. And John Keeley, of course, getting all his protection as well for those sun rays out there. Next time, about 8:10. Get ready to impress us. I'm doing fine now. That's from the Pasadena's on 2FM. 23 minutes now before 8 o'clock on 2FM. Looking at the morning papers, a variety of headlines across all the early editions. A photograph of angry post staff walking in the sunshine yesterday. The headline is Pay Us Now, as thousands of postal workers lashed the Dirty Tricks campaign by Unpost. Over in the Irish Press, the headline is MI5 Role Worries Gardaí. That's the concern that the British agents are working in the Republic of Ireland without their knowledge. The troubles in Sarajevo are highlighted in the Independent as shelling kills 20 people in a bread queue, queuing up to get bread, and they were killed. That's carried on in the Irish Times. Their other front page story there is a pro-life group urges no vote to pressurise government. Here's another good story. How about this idea? Water from Dublin's River Liffey may be bottled and sold. Corporation chiefs believe that by selling water abroad at an estimated 1 million gallons, they say, could be sold off, they could earn revenue for the city. And believe it or not, the water here is of the highest quality. Yes, from Dublin's River Liffey, the water is of the highest quality and it exceeds EC standards. Obviously, they won't be taking the water from around the O'Connell Bridge area, because I think by the time it gets down that far, it gets a little murkier than usual. There was speculation last weekend that this weekend's Beatbox, in association with 2FM and Network 2, might have a very special guest. Well, the person it could be, we don't know about it, by the way, it could be one of the stars of the big movie Wayne's World, because Dana Carvey is currently on a two-week holiday in Ireland. So maybe the one called Gareth in the film will pop up to hear Simon and Peter welcoming along in association with Coca-Cola. Anyway, it's a good gamble that a Wayne person could pop up on TV over the weekend. And besides, it would be a nice way for the Beatbox to bow out, because this is the last weekend before the end of the season. I think they're on Sunday and on Monday. So it could be Wayne's World. You never know. Finally, Michael Jackson, a great man for the old PR. He's set to make musical history. He's about to release a record that will never be a hit. Believe it or not. The new single, Someone Put Your Hand Out, is going to be heard for the very first time on radio on June 1st. Around 40,000 copies are going to be pressed of it, enough to make the record number one in the charts, but it's not going to get into the charts because it's going to be given away as part of a Pepsi 2FM promotion. So we're currently oiling up our satellites to broadcast the records. Stay tuned to 2FM because there will be chances for you to win your very own copy. There will only be 40,000 copies in the world. You can have one of them. Stay tuned to 2FM, an exclusive. The song is called Someone Put Your Hand Out, and it'll be heard first on June 1st, right here on 2FM. Catchy little song there from Shakespeare's sister. I don't care. Another warm day today. Sunny spells expected. There will be some scattered thundery showers also in there. Highest temperatures between 18 and 23 Celsius. News headlines now on 2FM. Here's Anthony Murnane.
Thanks, Ian, and good morning. Fierce fighting is continuing in the former Yugoslav Republic of Bosnia, mainly around the capital, Sarajevo. Overnight, the UN has been discussing a trade embargo on Serbia. EC diplomats have agreed on moves against Serbia, including a ban on trade and scientific technical cooperation. Muslim delegates walked out of an EC conference in Lisbon on the future of Bosnia, blaming the shelling in Sarajevo on Serbian forces. And the International Red Cross has announced that it's suspending all its activities in Bosnia. At home, UNPOST has denied that proposals by the Communications Workers Union could save the loss-making company £1.7 million. Labour Relations Commission talks are to take place in the disputed Irish country meets in Ballyhadreen in County Roscommon later today. And finally, to the promotional lotto game that went frightfully wrong for Pepsi in the Philippines. Company officials are blaming a computer error for the mistake, which saw thousands of people holding winning numbers, and they were queuing outside the Pepsi offices across the Philippines. The company announced the winning number was 349. The number had been printed on bottle tops. However, more than 500,000 bottles had that number printed on them. They should also have had a security number, but the computer failed to pick up on this. The number was withdrawn. 500,000 people who all thought they'd won £1 million weren't happy. Pepsi say they'll pay 500 pesos for each person who has 349 on a cap. And 500 pesos equals about 13 Irish pounds.
Lovely stuff.
Imagine
marvellous.
Thinking you'd won that much money.
God,
I'll amazing. Have our lotto results at 20 past 8. I'll have the news in full at 8. And it's gone dreadfully dark outside.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. It's going to rain.
Thunder, it looked like.
Ooh, yuck. Okay, thanks a million. Talk to you later. Okay. Cheers.
So far, over 250,000 Irish people...
For details of membership, contact your nearest VHI.
Good morning, it's Thursday. This is Ian Dempsey with the 2FM Breakfast Show. Another warm day today with sunny spells. Scattered thundery showers are expected as well. High temperatures 18 to 23 Celsius. Four new caps are to face the All Blacks. And John Aldridge could be back in the Premier Division next season in sport. And in the 2FM newsroom, the main story this morning, fierce fighting has continued through the night in the former Yugoslav Republic of Bosnia. With more details, here's Anthony Murnane.
Aircheckdownloads.com.